Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play.
Welcome to the Cyberpunk Lorecast, where we brave scanning the net to find all the deep history and lore of cyberpunk.
I'm Toasty, a fixer that's new to Night City with a desire to jump into the details of this gritty setting.
And I'm Genesis, an old school media tech with a love of character deep dives.
Together, we will bring you the foundations of the past, the state of Night City today, and the news of the future.
We've got incoming. Let's Delta. Welcome back to another episode of the Cyberpunk Lorecast. I'm your girl Genesis, and with me, as always, is Toasty. And of course, we can't have a Patreon chat without Turbo. So Turbo is with us.
No, you cannot. It would not be the same.
It wouldn't.
It's a glitch in the Matrix.
Thank you for always being here and showing up. Even if we have to randomly change the night of recording, we appreciate. Now, tonight is definitely an interesting topic because we've talked about like what gang you would join or what part of the country you would or what part of the world you would live in. But tonight we're going to talk about if you had to work for a city branch of Night City, which one would it be? Now, some ideas have been thrown around, like working for the NCPD or the NC Fire Department, MaxTac, Trauma Team. Lots of different choices out there. So, do you have one that you think of, Turbo?
If I had to pick something, I would want to work for NCPD, but I want a desk job because I don't want to be out on the streets. Oh, good God. Any job that you're working for the city, I don't even want to be in the building for NCPD. I'd rather be a fire department in the building because otherwise you're going to die. You're going to die. I'm guessing the turnover rate and those jobs are so big.
Yeah. Agreed. I mean, I don't know how many NCPD officers I've taken out, but the number's pretty damn high. All right, so a desk job and maybe not at the main police station. All right. We could work with that. What about you, Toasty? Or do you want me to go?
I can go, I guess. Yeah, I don't know why I went back that far away from a mic. I'm in a weird mood today.
When are you not in a weird mood? You're Toasty. You have to be in a weird mood.
I'm in an extra weird mood then, I guess. It's been a weird week. It's been a very strange week. And I'm going to come matching that strange week and strange energy with a very strange answer. Specifically, MaxTac. Yes, I know. It doesn't make any sense. But actually, I'd like to actually very specifically be one of the cyber psycho members of MaxTac.
Because
we see evidence of that with I don't remember her damn name, but the specific person that was like in the trailers, that like woman that we saw with like, you know, she was in the streets covered in blood with the mantis blades or whatever. Yeah, she's a member of MaxTac, even though she was obviously a very prominent cyber psycho and killed a whole bunch of people, but she got recruited onto MaxTac. That would be me. That would be me, I think. That's what I want to go with, because I'd just be fighting cyber psychos for a living. But I'd basically be one myself. So I get to have all the perks.
Her name is Melissa Rory.
Thank you. That's the one. Yeah, and technically you can always recruit someone if you like them enough. Like, you know what? I like your gumption, buddy. You cut my arm off. While resisting arrest, you know what? Just join MaxTac.
Exactly. I mean, they get like all the all the money for NCPD basically is funneled into MaxTac. They have the best equipment and weapons. They get Aerodynes, some of the most notorious Aerodynes as well. So you just get literally all the cool stuff you want just for being a part of MaxTac.
I wonder if they have desk jobs. Because I'm betting there's no shootouts at a MaxTac desk, at an office. I'm like police officers up at Night City. I bet at least they've had one because someone went crazy while in custody. MaxTac, I don't think you go into custody.
Yeah. Well, they also have like a high success rate too from the looks of it. They generally come out on top. So there you go.
I don't think there's ever been a case, at least I've heard of them not coming on top. Is there?
Yes. Specifically, his name is David Martinez. Because he murdered 3 Cyber Psycho Aerodynes worth of people.
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the only one I can think of, I think. I can't remember. You have to go through 2077 and like look specifically, but yeah, I believe that might be the only one.
That's because David was also psychotic. Crazy.
Well, it's because David had the cyber skeleton, which was like the highest level of equipment that you can get besides Adam Smasher's body. So like you're never gonna run into another David, and Adam's not gonna be a problem. So you're not gonna have to worry about that. You should worry about standard cyber psychos that you won't have to it's fine. They take those out. They're easy.
All right. Well, okay, so I think I'm gonna cheat a little bit and say that if I was working in Night City, I would work for the WSN. I would be like part of the media and work on the radio either the radio station or on TV and be a news reporter, because I don't think many of my skill sets would fit into MaxTac or Trauma Team or anything like that. But I can use my voice. I can tell people things that are going on, and I can read from a teleprompter, or I think I'm pretty good at reading scripted information into a microphone and then people playing it over the radio.
Fair. That's fair. Okay. I'm trying to think if there's anything awful that's ever happened to WNS.
I'm guessing a lot of reporters get killed
out in the field. Quite possible, yeah.
Like, no offense, if you're out in the field for anything in Night City, there's at least a 50-50 chance you're going to die.
Probably more than that, because the thing is that like as a reporter, you have to report newsworthy things. And in the world of cyberpunk, the only things that are going to be newsworthy are worst possible things.
Drug raids.
Nobody, I don't even think they report drug raids. Like, that's small fish compared to the stuff you see.
Terrorist attacks.
You'd be the reporter standing outside, like, the Arasaka building whenever, like, Johnny freaking set up the concert to, like, put the raid on it, and then you'd die because it would be nuked. Oh. That would be, like, that's newsworthy, I guess. Man, that I don't know. You might have picked the most risky job out of any of us.
Yeah.
Damn it. Well, okay. I mean, it falls into my skill set. It's
riskier than being a drug dealer.
No, you never kill your dealer because then you can't score from them anymore.
That's what I'm saying. It's riskier than being a drug dealer.
Oh, riskier than.
Because you don't get the equipment to handle that kind of stuff. At least my risks come with the equipment needed to handle them. You see those guys in Edge Runners? Those bullets just bounced off of the MaxTac people. Bullets were not a concern.
What would be your least favorite job?
That was going to be my next question. stole it from my brain.
Get out of Jen's brain. It's weird. Or at least if you're staying in there, don't damage PG, anything. Though. I need Jen.
Neither of yours are PG. Like we at least.
Yeah, you don't really want to see inside either of our brains. I'm gonna be straight honest with you. I'd recommend vacating the premises immediately.
Gonna get it. If you go in mine, you're gonna end up in the psych ward. Go to the padded room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair. I've heard your Mass Effect episodes. I can kick her.
Oh, okay. So the question. She's so sad.
I just stand off in the middle of nowhere.
I have said some weird things on the internet. I cannot deny these things. They are out there for anybody to listen to. I've said
some less weird things on the internet.
You know what, monster fucker? You say the weirdest shit as I do, so...
I'm not the biggest monster fucker in that group, though, so don't even come at me. That's Crow. Statement. Crow gets that title.
I don't think that's a good statement. Crow, I'm not the weirdest.
You probably don't listen to this podcast, but I call you out anyways.
That's not a winning statement saying, I'm not the weirdest. I'm weird, but I'm not the weirdest. that's technically not...
I don't care. Statement. I'm also one of the biggest I don't care about your opinion people on the internet too, because every time I tell the Witcher people that, like, sure, go ahead, I don't care.
Yeah,
that's a good way to think.
So, but anyways, least favorite Turbo, you're the patron here.
Any kind of sewage treatment?
Ooh, good one.
I'm about to say, because even if you're just the garbage pickup man, I don't know if that's my thing that's closer, but just like, oh, good God, it has to be, oh, any kind of waste management, it has to be disgusting in the future, because no offense, I'm guaranteeing you some of it's radioactive or bio waste.
That's or fair. Just
bodies.
All right.
Cool.
I'm guaranteed at least one body a day in Night City when you're taking out if you're a garbage man, like, oh fuck it, just throw it in.
At least 16.
You just get that used to it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Don't even call the cops, just do it. Because you call the cops, you may get killed yourself because you called the cops.
And cops just be like, okay, I'm sorry, dead body's like. Priority number 613. Sorry, bud. We'll get to it eventually.
See if there's any ID chips. If not, mm-hmm. Oh well.
There's still their cred chip, and there you go.
Or take it aside where they have off and sell it.
Exactly.
That's probably how you make more money. You make more money that way than you do
actually doing your job. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
But then again, you're probably not going to find any cyber on the body. You're probably just going to find body parts. Because no offense, those things probably already been picked clean by every homeless person or whatever there already. By the time you get to it.
I do play Cyberpunk Red, and I can guarantee that anytime there's cyber on a person, we usually loot it.
Little loot goblins.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jen.
All right, me?
You go first this time. Yeah.
All right. I think I would struggle the most on trauma team. Because, not because of like, oh, I don't want to be around like the medical stuff. No, it's more of seeing somebody and then scanning them and going, oh, you don't have the right plan in order for me to take care of you. And then leaving that person. I would have more issues not helping everybody who's injured or stuff like that.
Okay. I can see that. Okay.
Yeah, because if I've got the skills to be on trauma team, then obviously, you know, I want to take care of people. I want to help the injured. I want to save lives. And if I see something that's hurt and then, oh, wait, no, sorry, you're... insurance package expired 2 weeks ago, that means I'm walking away from you. I don't think I could do that. That would be horrible.
No, would you be okay being the driver? for the pilot? Because the pilot never leaves the vehicle. They never leave the vehicle.
I got a quick question. What about, I don't know if you've read the Trauma Team comics, but would you be able to treat someone that's actually hurt you? Because in that one, spoiler warning, the girl has to actually treat someone that I can't, it's been a while, but she like that person hurt someone she knows, like killed someone, like her boyfriend or something. Do you think you could do that? Because you had to, like, no matter who they are, you have to go help them. Like, say a drug dealer has their trauma card. Would you be able to do that?
Could you help Faraday, Jin?
Oh. Those are all really difficult questions. And
what if Adam Smasher pulled his trauma team? I don't think Adam's.
He definitely has trauma team coverage. I don't think he needs it. I don't think he's ever going to need it.
I don't want to go there and help. If Adam Smasher needs trauma team, I'm not going there.
Yeah, why do you, does it show you the person? Because if Adam Smasher's face pops up on my screen for trauma team, be like,
we're going to die.
Huh? Anyways, Jin, please.
Sorry.
So there's actually in-game reference to this. I don't remember if it's a gig or just a side mission that you can find, but it's like help evacuate a doctor. And when you get there, she has somebody on her operating table, and it's a, I believe,
Maelstrom?
Yes.
I think I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah. And if you tell her to not treat the patient, or you tell her you don't help her, then she won't leave with you. And so you fail the mission. And so I think like the whole Hippocratic Oath thing is you help those instead of causing harm. And so I think, yes, I could treat somebody who has hurt me or that I don't believe is a truly good person. Because that's not my decision. My decision is that I want to go out there and I want to help people. It has nothing to do with who they are as people.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Toasty, what's your least favorite? Which one would you not want to do?
I think very legitimately, I would struggle the most working at Compeki Plaza. I know this isn't a public service thing, but he went suicide and I just had to. anything dealing with corpos where you're not a corpo, awful. For like an actual like city service, as what were our like four primary ones? Trauma team, max tech, NCPD.
The fire department.
I feel like the fire department's a very like mid thing. I don't think it's like the worst or the best, honestly, in either situation. But, probably NCPD.
Are there any?
Because the job's just bullshit.
In Night City, because no offense, with such high tech technology, wouldn't they have really advanced fire suppression things that are mostly automated and stuff? Like, I don't remember ever seeing any kind of fire truck or anything. And
it still happens. Still exist. It's definitely like canonical organization.
Okay, I couldn't remember like any reference to them, so that's why I was confused. Like, is there a fire department in?
I'm trying to think of like if I see anything specific. Yeah, I guess it depends on the area. I don't know. I also like, I imagine with a like how corrupt it is, like sure, some places have really advanced fire suppression systems. Some places probably cut corners and don't include any fire suppression systems because Pacifica. It's less strict about like your regulations and stuff. So they're just like, I don't want to pay for it. So
yeah, they're probably local like volunteer fire departments, stuff like that in those areas.
Yeah. I think I just go like NCPD because like you're having to deal with a lot and you're vastly underfunded and you just don't have, you don't have great equipment. You don't have great resources and you probably get paid absolute like dog shit money. So it's just be like, and the idea of like helping, you're not really helping anyone. You're just going out to like try to kill people. NCPD just gets the shaft on most things. So I wouldn't even, I mean, when the things you're dealing with are, because at least, like I said, with Maxfic, you are as well equipped, if not more well equipped, as the thing you are going after.
Yeah.
NCPD, you're super under equipped. And like, I mean, you imagine an NCPD officer getting sent on a job and like you show up and it's like a group of Maelstrom dudes, you're fucked. You're absolutely fucked. Like you just basically lay down on the ground and be like, yeah, can you just kill me quickly, please?
It's the least painful way, please.
Yeah, like it's like, what are you gonna do? You drive off or you die, like.
Yeah, no, like no offense, like in who knows, you can walk up to someone who looks totally normal and they're actually have military grade, so, like you could turn up, even like a regular cop turns up on like first cyberware David, you're gonna get owned by him.
I mean, look at the situation of like referencing specifically Edge Runners. How many cops died before MaxTac showed up for Maine?
Mm-hmm.
Like he killed like dozens before they were like, oh shit, because he wasn't even a cyber psycho yet. Like really, whenever they got, like, he was still kind of in control, killing cops, and it was just like, oh, this is a cop problem, and like they just getting absolutely obliterated, and then he like straight up loses it, and they're like, oh, okay, now we got to get MaxTac in here, but like at that point,
all right. Why don't we take a quick little mid-break, and then when we come back, I'll throw a completely random question out there.
If you told me that Butt Cheek Beach was a Mario Kart course, I'd believe you.
You know how when you're hanging with your buds and the conversation takes a nosedive into vehemently arguing things about fictional worlds that don't matter? Well, Debate This is a show that tries to recapture that magic.
The first time we meet Wario, I'm pretty sure, is in the second Mario Game Boy game, and I think his whole shtick is, like, he's stealing shit.
That doesn't mean he's anti-union time.
It's like two parts barroom debate, one part show and tell, and one part horrific thought experiment.
He is certainly not stealing from the rich and giving to the poor. If anything, Mario is a blue-collar worker, and he's stealing from Mario.
Mario is a centrist, and we all know that.
Mario is upholding the monarchist state of Mushroom Kingdom.
You cannot tell me that Wario is not anti-fascist. Find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you download podcasts.
Yeah, I'm gonna think about Wario being anti-fascist for a while. Go ahead, Todd.
Middle of the show, where we talk about everything about the show and nothing about the lore. We do not have any new patrons to announce out this week. Yeah, sure. No new patrons to recognize this week, and no new reviews to read out either. But that does mean that we are at 16 patrons for the month of February.
Hey yo.
Yeah, and we appreciate every single one of you very much. And then of course we still have our code CPLC to use at checkout at fanrolldice.com. So they have updated their name. It is now FANROLLDICE.com, and use code CPLC at checkout to get 10% off of your entire order. Unless you got anything else to add to the mid-break. I think we should get
Maya
back
does,
into
apparently.
It. Apparently. All right, so let's get back into it, and I will throw a completely random question out here. What main player character would you take from any other video game franchise and throw into Night City? Who do you think could survive in Night City?
Oh, dear.
Oh.
I know there's so many different games to choose from, so many different, like...
And it's like, and I got to think about this. No offense. There's some people I would love to throw in there, but I don't want them to die.
Yeah, there's that too. But then they too would have access to cyberware and those level of guns and all of that stuff. So
they have their abilities from their universe in combination with the access to that stuff. Okay.
Yes.
All right. All right.
Yeah, let's make it fun. Do you have an idea?
I think I might have something. It has to be a player character. Well, this is a player character. You can play as her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mine's more of a funny one, not a serious one.
That's fine. Go for it. We can do funny too.
I want to see Sonic.
Sonic? Oh my god!
Because no offense, here he has super speed, and you don't even get, if you gave him cyberwares, if they can actually keep up with his speed, oh my good god, he could be the most badass thing there. Because like, you wouldn't be able to catch him because if you got anything that enhances neural processing, and no offense, then you give him the chaos gems, he'd just be wrecking everything. Like, Atom Smash would be nothing.
Don't they kind of have like probably some like baseline kind of like cybernetic stuff in Sonic or whatever? I mean, they got like a lot of like robotic stuff.
There's robot. Metal Sonic. I think that's his name. I can't remember his name. There's a something from the future in Sonic's time, the Eggman belt, that this old web they sent back in time. So there's time travel in Sonic. So technically, it's like a robot Sonic. So technically, there's enough that you can make prosthetic arms in Sonic, a robot.
I think, like, that's a funny answer, but like that's also just a good answer because Sonic would.
He doesn't Sonic even need cyberwares. if you gave him the thing that speed, just like the what's the inhaler that
an air hypo?
No, the specific one that you take that like gives you like max pain slow mo time. Oh, what's it?
Oh, uh-huh.
Because if Sonic takes that, he's a, like in my head, Sonic has like flash time where he can think at faster speed. You have to be able to think at faster speeds to move at faster speeds. So mm-hmm. Sonic takes that. What's that like to him? If he already sees all of this, like in the movies, Sonic sees all the missiles coming in like in slow-mo. What's someone that already has that, takes that? Does it stop time for them? And it's just like from Megamind, how he literally read a whole library's worth of stuff in a second, practically.
Yeah.
If you already have super speed and you do that, you lost. Because the person can outthink you and then move their body when they have super speed. You lost. And there'd be no one that could beat you. You could rule the city.
Like Flash time from the old Flash. For that one hole. They had like a whole episode where he was he basically was moving so fast that time stopped because he had no choice. So
give Sonic a set of mantis blades or a mono wire and he's unstoppable.
Yeah.
Damn.
Or just give him like a cybernetic like stegosaur spine. So he just does a little ball and he's like, and it's just razor blades. He just punches through people. Like you'd just be going everywhere. You'd just be dead.
And you would least expect it because it's like what is that blue hedge human thing?
You wouldn't get that much of the question out. You'd like, already be dead by that point.
Yeah, because you'd be thinking that.
What is that?
Because you just see like this blue and morph like humanoid thing. I'm like, you just wondering like, what kind of cyber? And you're just dead. You're just you start to wonder and you're dead unless you're on his side. But even then, who knows? Maybe if Sonic goes cyber psycho because he didn't have a chili dog and you're dead. There'd be no stopping him. Max Tech couldn't stop him. Like, you, that's like the one person you don't want to go cyber psycho. Someone with super speed.
Man, Turbo's answer blows mine out of the water. I was going to take my Fallout 4 survivor and throw them into the game. They already know what it's like to live, you know, 100 years past their own future, and they adapted pretty damn well to that whole setup. I was like, I'm pretty sure that they could then adapt and survive in, you know, a high technology world. So I think that would definitely be interesting.
And a nuke going off in the middle of the city would be nothing to them, because it's like, oh, a car just backfired.
Oh, here we go again.
Oh, round two. All right.
Because can't you do, like, you, if you blow up, is it Fallout 4 or is it Fallout 76, where if you blow up a car, it's like a little nuclear explosion?
It is both, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. Because, yeah, I think it'd be fun. And especially, you know, my character's got, like, the skills for scavenging and building out their own weaponry, upgrading armor and things like that. And now it's just more technology added on top of it. I could definitely see the survivor handling well.
And once again, they already have an built-in slow-mo time. So they have their own slow-mo time plus Cyberpunk slow-mo time. Time stopped again.
Yep, she's got no aversion to taking drugs, so she'll fit right in.
There you go.
Technically, if she gets enough radiation, she turns into a super mutant. Super mutant plus animal parts. Ooh. Like, it's like super mutant on steroids. Plus steroids.
On steroids, yeah. Plus steroids.
Any other character brought to the cyberpunk world would run train on a cyberpunk world, because they have their world plus cyberpunk equals, I don't want to mess with that.
All right, Toasty, who are you porting in?
So the idea initially did come from the fact that I've seen a lot of cyberpunk art of this character, probably because there is kind of a bit of a reference to cyberpunk in their specific game. But I'm going to have to go myself with Cirilla, Fiona, Ellen, Rhiannon. And it's because, I mean, like, one, like, there's like I said, all that stuff before, you know, there's like, they kind of do talk about her going there. I've seen so much like cool art of like her or whatever, but also the fucking Lady of Space Time plus cyberware plus the others. Like, I mean, one, I don't even think she needs cyberware because she's fucking Siri. She can literally teleport anywhere. But just the combination would just be nasty. It'd be disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
No offense. Time travel beats anything.
The teleportation stuff, and then the fact that there are already swords in the game, Siri'd fit right in. Like
imagine Siri, and if the Sandevistan works how we see it in Edge Runners, her rapid teleport ability plus the activation of a Sandevistan, the entire room has been dead before they even realize she's there.
Yeah.
And there you go. And she has, like, because of who she is, she does have like she, I think specifically, she has the like resilience and constitution to like, of the elder blood, that I don't even think cyberpsychosis is like a concern. I really don't.
The only thing I think it would be a concern is if she did Atom Smasher, where it's practically just her brain.
Yeah, probably. But like,
that, no offense, that's more of a psychological thing, not more of a can her body take it. That's like, am I even human kind of shit. But yeah, I would be actually more scared of that.
Human now? Like, well, it's already a concern. She's a god amongst men in the Witcher universe. Like,
humanity. Okay, does she have any humanity left?
That's fair. I mean, I don't even think, like I said, I don't think she needs it. I think she could go full organic.
Oh, and like theory.
Adam Smasher would be dead faster than I killed him in my Cyberpunk 2077 playthrough, which, by the way, the fastest time I have on him is like 5 seconds. Because some of that late level stuff with like, it's just so fast. You hit, you swing.
Is this
so
with mods or without mods?
Without mods. The first time I ever fought him, I killed him very quickly.
Yeah.
I just literally walked up with him and slashed him to death. And it was just like each chunk took out like 8%. Like every slash I did. So it was just like, he's just dead immediately. She'd just look at him and then he would be a scattered pile of brain matter and cybernetic parts. So.
These are great answers. I had no idea. Like, the question just popped into my head, so I had no idea who I was even going to pick. But Sonic, that's great. Siri, I think, fits in right at home. And the Survivor. All right.
I have a quick question.
I have a quick answer.
There's cloning in Cyberpunk, right? Animals and stuff, you can clone that.
Yeah.
Why hasn't anyone tried cloning a human?
Don't know.
Because I've been trying to find it in the lore. I've actually been looking. I couldn't find it. Because I was just thinking, couldn't they, if you can't, when you guys were bringing up alt and like ways that V could save themselves, could they maybe be trying to find illegal, if there's not cloning, because I don't think there's something like illegal cloning facility, because technically, depending on what you pick, V can turn into an engram. Why don't they just make a clone of themselves, because then you can just put your engram in that body, because then you don't have to worry about an adult body with a baby's mind, since they grew themselves up from that. You technically are still you.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole part of the whole cloning aspect of it, is that as science stands right now, cloning is you recreate the DNA into a new embryo and then raise it naturally. We don't have a way to speed up time for rapid growth acceleration. So even if we made a clone of V, it would take 25 or however many years in order for that body to grow to where V is now, and they don't have that amount of time. Now, if you add a video game mechanic of we now have ways of rapidly growing or aging up the body to wherever V wants to be at, then yeah, I could see that. But as science stands right now, we can't.
I was doing it as if when V goes with alt, though, because technically they're not in a body anymore. Couldn't they just wait the 25 years?
Oh. Yeah.
Because that's no offense. Like, that's why I'm surprised alt hasn't done it. Like, have, because no offense, there has to be, I don't know anything, it doesn't have to be, but like, I'm surprised she hasn't found some of her DNA and cloned her own body and walked out. Not that she probably doesn't want that, because it's technically not alt anymore. It's more of an AI representation of alt. It's not alt herself. Not like V is, when V is technically an engram of herself.
I think the idea behind all of that is that it's not like they're no longer like themselves anymore. They're all engrams, and like there's still only a very a limited aspect of themselves at that point.
Yeah, that gets into the question of like kind of like Ghost in the Shell kind of stuff. Like, is it even you, or is it your ghost or whatever?
I'm not quite sure on that one. I'd have to do more research on cloning and where we are with science right now in order to kind of extrapolate where we could be in the future. Cloning's just not something that I've ever really looked that far into, I guess. I do have one other thing that I want to put out there for the listeners and for you, Turbo. We have a Toasty and I have a really awesome opportunity coming up next week, and we will be talking with Jay Gray from Artelsorian. And with the release of the new tabletop RPG book, Black Chrome, coming out just next week, he's going to come on the show and kind of talk about the items, talk about the characters in the book, things like that. And so for our listeners, if you would like to either shoot me a DM on Discord, give us a message on Twitter, or shoot us an email, cyberpunklorecast@gmail.com, cyberpunklore on Twitter, or you can find me, Genesis, JENNASIS, on the Robots Radio Discord. You can find me on there and shoot me any questions that you have. Like, do you have anything that you would like to know more about the tabletop game, or possibly 2077 info that you're like, this part doesn't make sense to me, and I'd love to ask somebody who might have the answers, or anything like that? Feel free to shoot them to me, and I will try and include them on our show next week when we talk to him.
I'll write it in as soon as we get off this, because I already have my question in mind.
Oh, perfect. That's great. I'm excited for people's questions or comments. If you want to just be like, hey, dude, love the stuff that you put out, I'll let him know that too. So other than that, though, I don't know if we have anything else to go over tonight. You gotten any last thoughts about city branches or characters to put into the game?
No offense, I think working for the city is a lot better than working for anything corporate, or like not anything private, anything that's open, like government run, is a lot safer than corporate. Because no offense, in corporate, you're owned by them practically. So if they don't like, even if they have a bad day, they could just kill you.
Yeah.
No offense, they could still kill you if you work for the city. Because no offense, like, I'm pissed at the city, I'm just going to kill that worker. But you're a lot less likely to just piss someone off in the corp and have them not kill you, just ruin your life.
Yeah. Toasty, any final thoughts?
I don't think so.
Okay. You had to really search your brain for that one.
I did.
All right. I don't think I do either, other than I'd love to live in Night City as long as I'd be safe, but I don't know how to stay safe. But hopefully you guys do. Damn it. I was going to end the show right there. I thought I segued pretty good, but then I remembered we didn't shout out or plug anything. So let's get to that instead.
Yeah, that's rough.
Turbo, you doing anything online that the people need to know about?
Nope. My business.
All right. Turbo Toboggan on the Discord. I'm pretty sure you can find him on there. You can find me on the Robots Radio Discord as well. And you can also find me on the Two Girls, One Ship podcast, where we analyze, rate, and review all that the world of video game romances has to offer. Right now, we are still within the throes of Mass Effect 3, and I have cried 3 weeks in a row so far. It's been a horribly wonderful time. Toasty, what about you?
You also find me on the Robots Radio Discord, and then I also, of course, do the Witcher lore cast, if you're into The Witcher, as I am, obviously. I also did the Cyberpunk Red actual play podcast, Cyberpunk apostrophe D, with the fumbling for an almighty crit gang, and my cat is sneezing. Sorry.
Oh,
I don't normally have my cat on the podcast, but she started crying outside my door, and I was like, oh, okay. I'll give you attention. So.
All right. And of course, we shout out Miracle of Sound at the end of every episode for being an amazing person and allowing his music to be freely used. We use clips from Neon Red, the instrumental version. So go find his music, go check him out. show them some love. And while you are out there, always remember,
stay safe in Night City. I was like, wait, fuck, my line's coming up and I'm over here. I don't care, I'll scream it.
Are you a fan of Elden Ring? Are you confused about the lore as pretty much everyone else? We've got you covered. Check out the Elden Archives, a lore podcast that helps to explain every little confusing detail about the Lands Between. Things like what exactly happened on the Night of the Black Knives, or what we really know about characters like Mikola. Just like the show you're listening to now, we're on the Robots Radio Network, so you know it'll be good. Wondering how to find the show? Easy. Either go to robotsradio.net or search Elden Archives on whatever podcatcher you're using right now. Bookmark the show for later, and we'll see you in the Lands Between. Again, that's the Elden Archives, FromSoft Lorecast, available everywhere.